on Wednesday afternoon, things were getting particularly intense at a protest down the street that myself and some others were covering. When my phone died, I ran up to the McDonald's up the street to charge it a little bit. As I did that, and as we worked on that, we looked up, myself and Ryan Riley, another reporter from the Huffington Post website here. We looked up and we saw that officers had come into the McDonald's, and they kindly kind of asked people if they would leave or you guys should leave. And we were asking why, you know, what's going on. And they said, well, you know, if you guys don't leave, we're not sure we can ensure your safety here. And we said, but do we have to leave? Are we in order to leave? They said, no. So we say, you know, if a riot were to come to McDonald's, that's where we would want to be anyway to cover it. Then a few moments later, the police returns. Now they're saying you have to leave. It's evacuation. And so Ryan and I both pulled out our phones and began recording this evacuation of McDonald's, at which point the officers got upset. They instructed us that we should not be recording them or stop recording them. I asked back, you know, do I not have the right to record you, officer? He didn't appreciate that. So all while I'm recording him, I'm trying to pack my things up, I put everything in my bag, I throw it on my shoulder, I'm walking out. I try to ask him, you know, can I go to my car, which is parked in the parking lot to the left, or do I need to evacuate to the right? He doesn't like, you know, I don't have time for your questions, you know, so on and so forth. He goes, yes, you can go to your car. I'm walking out. They give me kind of contradictory instructions about which door I should go out of. And once they eventually tell me what door to go out, I turn around, my bag starts to slip. I say, officer, I need to adjust my bag. At which point they say, all right, we're going to take him. They throw me up against a soda machine and put me in temporary restraints, and then take me out, where we were later then taken to the local jail. Once the local police chief found out, he got a call from a reporter saying, you know, what are you doing arresting these two reporters? He was kind of beside himself, upset or confused, made a call and had them release us immediately. I think the police certainly have agitated these crowds, but I also think there are a group of people, a subset of people who are coming into Ferguson who aren't even from Ferguson, aren't local residents, you know, a lot of teens and kind of kids in their 20s who see an opportunity to rebel rouse. They see an opportunity to come cause a problem or to pick a fight. So we're certainly seeing some of those people show up as well. I hope it ends well. I hope it ends peacefully, but right now with so little information available about the shooting of Michael Brown, so little information available about what prompted the officer to pull his weapon in the first place and fire it so many times, and without any conviction or without any arrest even of this officer, I think it's hard to tell exactly how this is going to end or what's going to happen, because you have a very, very angry group of people down there.